Some Quincy students are making a difference, and it's thanks to the internet. We should set up the story first, however, and take you back to last week.
Indeed. And that's when 7 News told you about the students' fundraiser honoring a murdered Pakistani boy. Turns out some high-tech pros were watching. Now Cyber 7 reporter Mike Lawrence tells us how the fundraising effort is going worldwide.
In the old days, kids would have put posters on telephone poles, but not anymore.
So if you click on anything that's in blue, it'll bring you to another place.
The internet's World Wide Web lets you jump continents with a mouse click, make video and sound available to computers around the world.
Every day, unspeakable acts are committed by governments against their own people.
The students want to honor 12-year-old Iqbal Masih, who escaped Pakistani child slave labor.
Thank you.
The tiny crusader visited their class last December. This home video of Iqbal showing how he was tortured with a carpet tool is now on the Kids Want the World to See, because when he went home, the child activist was murdered. The Quincy students hope to raise money to fulfill Iqbal's dream of a school in his Pakistani village. Cambridge businessman Rick Roth and a team of Amnesty International volunteers are donating their internet skills after learning of the students' project.
People, if they look inside themselves and look at the resources they have at hand, usually have some way to help, and my way to help in this case was very clear.
His help means students without leaving Quincy will be able to show Iqbal's courageous and tragic story to computer users worldwide.
It's amazing. I didn't know you could go that far, that fast like it did here.